I love it when God stirs just a little bit when he gets in there in that heart and he gets to stirring. And I like that. I love it when he gets in that part of my life, and I just sit over there and let him do it. I don't want to run him away when he's sitting there stirring. I want him to sit there and dwell a little bit in my heart. Genesis this morning. Genesis chapter 45 this morning, as you find your place there. I just want to talk to you a little bit this morning about a land, about a place, and the land of Goshen, the land of Goshen. And you're probably saying, why are we in the book of Galatians? Why are we in the beginning of the book? Well, I just needed a place to start, and I found a place to start, and that's Genesis. That's where it all started. I've been reading. I've been digging a little bit. Got there and got toward the end of Genesis, and I started reading about the land of Goshen, and I got to thinking about how the land of Goshen was that one little place in Egypt that was set apart. And I got to thinking about my life and how heavens is set apart from hell. I got to thinking about a place that I have one day that I can go, that there's a mansion waiting on me over there, that there's streets of gold, there's a table, there's a feast laid out before me there. And I got to thinking of Goshen and how it related to my life, and to one day when I know that I get to go see Jesus face to face, I got to think about that land that I'll get to see. So if you're with me this morning, Genesis chapter 45, if you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's Word, the Bible says, Genesis chapter 45, verse 7, "And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me and tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And verse 11, there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty." Let us pray. Lord God, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you for this morning. I thank you, Father, for this scripture that I got to dig in, Father God. I pray this morning, God, that we see, Father God, we don't get caught up in a land, but Father God, we get caught up in the place, Father God, the place that you've got prepared for us. Father God, a place that you've got set aside, Father, for the ones that'll believe, Father God. Father God, I pray this morning, Father God, that you just preach me, Father God, like a dying man to dying people. God, I pray that this morning we find favor in you. Father God, I pray that you just anoint me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Father God, you sit me down and I stand you up, Lord God. I pray if here in one that under the sound of my voice this morning, God, don't know the land that I'm talking about, don't know heaven this morning, don't know you, Father God. Father God, I pray that they find themselves this morning, Father God, at an altar, Father God. Father God, repenting of their sins and believing and confessing you as Christ Jesus in their life this morning, God. Father, I love you, and Father God, I thank you. Father God, I thank you for the worship hour, and I thank you for the ones that was obedient and they sang the songs of praise this morning, God. Let us find ourselves praising you this morning, Father God, in spirit and truth. I love you. I thank you. It's in Jesus' name. It's in your holy name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Let's look here in the book of Genesis just this morning in chapter 45. I want to get here and I want to look at Joseph this morning. Joseph was sold. We know the story. Joseph was sold, and his brothers, they didn't like him, so they took him off and he was sold. And so Joseph ended up coming to do big things. Joseph was used in a mighty way, and I just want to look at it this morning. I want to look at the first point I see this morning. God raised up Joseph for a reason this morning. I'm also going to be in Genesis chapter 46 to help cover this verse. But here we got Joseph, and he was there, and he was sold, and he ended up being thrown into like a prison, I guess I could say. And Pharaoh had two dreams, and Pharaoh needed an interpretation of what his dreams was, and Joseph was the only one that could interpret his dreams. And so they pulled him out and they cleaned him up, and he went to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh told him of his two dreams that he had. And he said, you're going to have 7 years of good, and you're going to have 7 years of famine. And I'll tell you about a land of Goshen here where Goshen came into play is he had 7 years. He knew he had 7 good years that he had time to stock up, to save up. He knew he had 7 good years. And then he knew that 7 good years or 7 bad years was going to come. And so he got to a place and Pharaoh said, hey, I'm going to make you over Egypt. I'm going to give you all the land of Egypt. So we come here and we're in Genesis here. And I want to look here in chapter 46 as well, 28 and 34. The Bible says, or through 34, and he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen, and Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him, and he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. And Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh and say unto him, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all they have. And it shall come to pass when Pharaoh shall call to you and shall say, what is your occupation? That you shall say, the servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth even until now. Both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Chapter 47, and then Joseph came, told to Pharaoh, and said, my father and brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they had are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, what is your occupation? And they said unto Pharaoh, thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. They said moreover unto Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land, and we are we come, for thy servant has no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee in the best of the land. Make thy father and brethren to dwell in the land of Goshen, and let them dwell. And if thou knowest any man of activity among them, then make them rulers over the cattle. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. So I see that God raised up Joseph for a reason. He raised him up to preserve their life this morning. I see that he raised Joseph up this morning to help preserve his father and his brother's life. You see, they was in a place this morning. They was in a place that they was in their famine, and they had nothing to eat. And everybody around them, now again, Egypt had nothing to eat, but this one little place called Goshen, it had everything. Joseph was used to set this place up. He was able to gather enough material to feed them, to feed the people that come and bought from them, to feed his family, to feed his brothers, and all the things they brought with them, their cattle, their sheep, and all that. He saved up enough to feed them for 7 years during the famine. And see, so he was used. God raised up Joseph for a reason, to preserve life this morning. And see, I think of Jesus Christ. I think when God sent Jesus to the cross of Calvary, he sent God so he could preserve life this morning. He preserved mine and your life. He sent him to Calvary this morning to preserve life this morning, so that me and you could have a home in heaven one day. So me and you could have a place to have to go one day. That we could have a place that we could go and rest once we pass away from this old world. And see, if you're lost in here this morning, you've got a place as well. You've got a place, and it might as well just be famine. There's nothing in that place. There's fire. That's hell. And I'm talking about a place called hell this morning. That place, it has nothing in it. It's not nourishing. It's not comfortable. There's nothing there that you want. There's nothing there. It's not going to preserve your life this morning. It's going to be miserable. And there's a place that God has set for us this morning is heaven. And he's got everything up there waiting on us. He's like Joseph. I'd say Jesus Christ is our Joseph this morning. He's prepared a place for us that we could go, and that we would have everything in life more abundantly this morning, to preserve life this morning. I say that God raised up Joseph for a reason, to prepare the harvest this morning. He prepared the harvest this morning. In chapter 41 and verse 48, look with me there. I want to look where he prepared the harvest this morning. It said in Genesis chapter 41 and verse 48, and he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid up in the same. He says he went and he prepared. He gathered it all up, so he went to prepare the harvest. Jesus used Joseph this morning to go and prepare the harvest. Guess what he's using me and you for this morning? To prepare the harvest. To prepare the harvest. We got to go out. We got to prepare. We got to go out. We got to win people to Jesus Christ. And as I was thinking about this morning, you know, this is also talking about preparing. I got to thinking of the story and facing the giants this morning. Mr. Bridges there on Facing the Giants, y'all know where I'm going. He says, Grant, I heard a story about two farmers who desperately needed rain. And both of them prayed for rain, but only one went out and prepared his field to receive it. Which one of them received the rain? The one out that went out and prepared it. Hey, we got to go out. Joseph went out and he prepared for 7 years. He prepared for 7 years straight to prepare a land that would be plentiful, that would be good for people to come in, for his brothers and his dad to come in and live there. He prepared a place just as well as Jesus has went and prepared a place for me and you. He prepared a place. You see, Jesus ain't waiting until we get there to prepare. Jesus ain't waiting till we get there and to stock up. Jesus has already got it built up. Jesus has already got it stocked. And when you decide that you want to accept Jesus Christ, hey, your mansion's going to be starting to be built. I didn't say no trailer. I didn't say a tent. Your mansion. I ain't got no mansion in Beaverton. I don't own one over there, but I'll own one in heaven one day. I'll own one in heaven one day. God raised up Joseph for a reason, to preserve life and to prepare a harvest. Are you ready to prepare your harvest this morning? Are you preparing for what Jesus asked for you this morning? Not only do I see Joseph this morning, he prepared and what God used him for, but I know this morning that he knew the Father's plan for his life from the beginning. Our Joseph, again, I said, is Jesus Christ. Oh, look with me here in Luke chapter 9 and verse 56. The Bible says, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. And they went to another village. It says, Jesus is here. He came to save. He came to save me and you. He came to save me and you. The Father's plan, Jesus Christ knew the Father's plan this morning, is to save lives this morning. Hey, it's mine and your job this morning to go out and to teach other people about Jesus Christ, to tell them about a place one day, to tell them about a place. And I tell you, where is our Goshen here this morning? Where is your Goshen on earth? Where is your place that you feel comfortable at right now? Where's your Goshen at? Where's your place? I'd say one of our places would be here at church. We're comfortable in this place this morning. We don't worry about much while we're sitting in a church house. We don't worry about much in our Goshen in here. It's plentiful in here. There's people in here that knows Jesus Christ. There's lost people in here. But there's a lot of people in here that know Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people in here that's got one mind like mine. There's people in here that's looking for Jesus Christ to show up and to show out. I see that he knew that the Father's plan for his life from the beginning was to save lives in general. I look here in verse, let's turn to Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. That for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save which is life. That is the Father's plan this morning from the beginning. It's to come to save, to seek and save which is lost. That's his place this morning. That was his place here on earth. Jesus Christ come to seek you and me. He came to seek you and me. Joseph knew that he had a reason in that place. This while as me and you have a reason in our Goshen. Why is God using you right now? What are you doing right now in your Goshen? What are you doing to prepare your Goshen this morning? Look with me here. Not only do I see that Jesus knew the Father's plan to save lives in general, but I also see that this morning Joseph prepared a special place for his family so that he realized God's plan was to set aside a unique place for his family to dwell. He set a place aside for his family to dwell this morning. Why Goshen, though? Why did Joseph use Goshen? That place was near to him this morning. It was near to him this morning. Look with me in Genesis chapter 45 and verse 10. I know we're doing a lot of flipping, but this part of the land, it covers so much right here. 45 and verse 10, the Bible says, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me. So he brought his family back. he brought his family to this place and he said, hey, come here because it's near to me. Hey, this is where Joseph was at. He was sold. He hadn't seen his father in years. He ain't seen his brothers in years until they decided that they needed something, that they needed food to live. And they got to a place and they didn't even know him when they went to buy from him until he finally revealed himself. And he said, I tell you what, instead of him being mean, instead of him turning them away and not giving them anything, he said, why don't you come here and dwell with me? Because it's close to me. You know, Jesus Christ could do us that way. Jesus Christ could do that in our ghost, and he could do that to me and you. Hey, as much as we sell out on Jesus Christ, as much as we turn away on Jesus Christ, as much as we straddle the fence with Jesus Christ, as we straddle away from Jesus, as we try to pick a side one day and be with him the next, you know, he could easily just say, no, y'all are sold out to the wrong thing. I'm not giving you anything. I'm not giving you anything. You're not going to be welcome here. You don't have this ability to stay that close to me. But he chose this place. He gave us a place to come because so we can be close to him. As Joseph said, come back. You can be close to me. Come on to me. You can stay here. I'll give you what you need. I'll give you what you got to have. I also see that it was a place of provision this morning. Heaven's a place of provision for you and me this morning. Heaven's a place for provision for you and me. Genesis chapter 45 and verse 11 this morning, the Bible says, and there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household, all that thou hast, come to poverty. He said, I will nourish thee. I'll give you everything you need. I'll give you everything you need. I will provide for you. I will provide for you. Jesus Christ is providing for me and you daily. Amen. Jesus Christ is providing for you, me and you daily. He has prepared a place to provide for you and me daily. Right. You know, I get to thinking as I was reading this, and if I was lost, I'm thinking of all these things that ain't being provided for me daily. All this stuff that Jesus got set beside of me, it's not being prepared for me daily. I'm lucky. If you're lost, you're lucky you wake up and you got a breath. You're lucky you wake up and you got a heartbeat to see another day. You don't have a place of Goshen. You're in misery. You're in your Egypt. You're out there in a place where everything's going wrong. You're out there in darkness. You're out there suffering. You're out there in the midst of a place where you're hungry and you're thirsty and you're looking for a way out and you're looking for the answers. And Jesus is just saying, come on to me. Come on to me. I've got a place prepared for you. I got a place for you. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to live in darkness. You don't have to live in the evil. You don't have to thirst. You don't have to hunger. I am the bread of life. I am the living water. Jesus is those things this morning. Jesus is those things this morning. I see not only was it near to him and was it a place of provision, I see that it was a separate place this morning. It wasn't in just the part of Egypt. It wasn't in the midst of everything. That place was separate. Heaven's separate this morning. So heaven's separate than hell this morning. Hey, I see that when I read about heaven, it's good. I see it's separate from the world. I see that it's not of the world. I see that heaven's a place that I want to be one day. I see that heaven's a place that I want to take part of, and I want my family to go, and I want you to go, friends. I see that place this morning, it's separate this morning. It's not a place that we would just take it for granted and that we can all have access to. Heaven's a special place. It's separate from the world. It's separate from hell this morning. And you have the ability to be there this morning. You have the right, you have that obligation that you can accept Jesus Christ this morning into your life and be in heaven this morning. That place I'm talking about this morning. Not only do I see that he set aside a unique place for his family to dwell, but I also see that Jesus Christ has also prepared a place for you and me. I see that this morning he has prepared a place for you and me. Look with me in John 14, chapter 14, John chapter 14 this morning. I'm talking about your Goshen this morning. Let me look at this place that Jesus has prepared for you and me. John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He goes to prepare a place for you and me this morning. Jesus Christ is our Joseph this morning. He has already prepared a place for you and me. And he has went before you and me, and he has prepared our mansion this morning. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Is Jesus Christ your Joseph this morning? Is Jesus Christ Joseph to you this morning? Are you following his will this morning? Do you have that place that this morning? Do you have your land of Goshen this morning that you can turn to? I see not only does he go to prepare a place for me, but I see that our Goshen is near to him this morning. Our place is near to Jesus Christ this morning as children. Our place is near to him. Ephesians 2:18 says we have access to the Father this morning. If we know Jesus Christ, we're near to Jesus because we have access to him this morning. We have access to Jesus Christ this morning if you know him this morning. You've got access to him this morning, and if you're lost, you just have to accept him into your life this morning. You don't have that same access line as the saved because you don't know him yet. But you can have that full access to him this morning if you'll just accept him into your life. He says we have access with him this morning. He says we're near to Jesus Christ. Hey, I know that when I'm not near to Jesus Christ, everything starts going wrong. I see things in my life start weighing off. I see that when I'm not near to Jesus Christ, everything starts to drift off a little bit. Do you see that in your life? Do you see that when you're not near to Jesus Christ, that you're not where you need to be? Do you see that turmoil starts happening this morning? I see that our Goshen is near to him. I see that our Goshen is the place of provisions this morning and with the kingdom, with Jesus Christ this morning. I see that he's got everything provided for me in this morning. He said there, and if I go and prepare a place in John chapter 14, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This morning, Jesus has prepared a place. He's prepared our Goshen, which is in heaven. And that's a place that he's prepared for you and me this morning. That's a place where he's got provided for you and me. Everything's up there, guys. Healing's up there. There's no more tears when we get there. There's no more pain. There's no more sorrow. There's no more sold out. We're sold out to Jesus Christ. We don't have to worry about the darkness of this world because it is light this morning. It's light this morning. I see that it's a place of provision. I also see that our Goshen this morning is a place of sanctification this morning. I see that it's a sanctification this morning. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians this morning. 2 Corinthians this morning. Chapter 6 this morning. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, the Bible says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. It's sanctification this morning because we are joined together with Jesus Christ this morning. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. I see this morning that we're sanctified because we are joined with Jesus Christ this morning. If we know Jesus Christ, we are joined with one spirit this morning. We're joined with Jesus Christ this morning if you know him this morning. You have access to him this morning. He has prepared a place for you and me. It's a place of sanctification. But I see this morning, our place this morning, our Goshen. Heaven's the best place there is. Heaven's the best place there is. It's the safest place. It's our possession in this world. Possessions in this world. In our Goshen, it's Christian family. It is our God-provided business or job. It's our place of service or ministry. Our Goshen this morning is the place that we have where Jesus Christ is this morning. If you don't have a Goshen this morning, I can tell you a place. I can tell you where you can find it this morning. I can tell you about a place where there's no more darkness, no more sickness, no more pain, no more debt. Whatever it may be, whatever you got this morning, whatever you may be fighting this morning, I can tell you of a place that you can come. God's got it all provided for you this morning. I can show you how you can reach that promised land. I can show you how you can reach that place this morning. I can show it to you. I can show Jesus Christ to you. I can give him to you and you can have your land of Goshen. You can have that place that you can be comfortable in. And you can have a reward in. Jesus will reward you one day with all the good things you've done. There's a reward in your Goshen this morning where Jesus Christ is this morning. Do you know where I'm talking about this morning? Do you know the place that I'm talking about this morning? Goshen is a place for our refuge this morning. Goshen is a place of refuge for God's people this morning. But it was also a place of refuge for Joseph and his family and everybody else that came along. Heaven is your refuge this morning. Heaven can be your refuge this morning. He said they came and They needed a place to fill up. They needed a place to feed. And Joseph opened it up. And he said, you come on in. See, again, Joseph could have turned it away. Joseph said, hey, he got sold out by his family, by his brothers. He got sold out. And he turned around and he said, no, you just come on in. You come on in. I'll give you a place to dwell. I'll give you a place to sit down. I'll give you a place. Jesus said the same thing to you and me. Jesus has done the same thing for you and me. He's provided us a place, and he said, hey, sell out for me. Don't sell me out, but sell out yourself for me. Sell out yourself for me and come on in. Don't sell me out. Don't straddle the fence and sell me out. I've got a place for you. I got a place for you. And in this place, I can give you, I can provide for you. I can give you everything you need. I see that in that land of Goshen, there was people coming to that land to fill up because they needed it. They needed that refuge in their place. They needed a place to come and feel safe. They needed a place to be there. Are you that way in your life this morning? Do you need a place to run to this morning? Do you need that place in your life to come to this morning? If you do, the land of Goshen, heaven, Jesus Christ, he's waiting on you with open arms. Let's pray. Lord God, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. Father, I thank you for the land of Goshen. Father, I thank you for being able to read about it this morning in Scripture, Father God. I thank you, Father, that you gave us a place this morning to come to. Father God, that you gave us a place, Father God, that we could come and be with you and where you provide, Father, for us, God, and where you took away darkness, you took away pain, you took all the things of this world away, Father God, that we could find rest in you this morning. Father God, I pray if somebody in this place, Father God, is looking for their place this morning to come, I pray that they find themselves at the feet of you this morning, God. I pray they find their place at you this morning, at your feet this morning, looking for peace. Father, if they don't know you, I pray they're looking for salvation, Father God. I pray, Father God, if they're straddling the fence this morning, God, I pray that they're looking to be rededicated to their life to you this morning, God. Whatever it may be, God, if they don't feel safe in the place that they're in, Father God, but they find their place in you this morning, God. Father, I love you. I thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray you be with the time of invitation. It's in your name I pray. Amen.